Good morning, Light Advanced Lifestyle Calls. This is Monty Deeds from Olympia, Washington. How are you all out there this morning?
This is Dan. I'm okay.
Good morning, Dan. How's the weather up your way?
Well, it looks foggy this morning.
Yeah. Dan and I live about, 3 miles, maybe four, something like that. Maybe.
No, I don't even think it's that far, but maybe it is about 4 miles anyway.
Well, your elevation's a little higher than ours right here, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good morning. Glad to hear you on the call.
Say, yesterday where they were talking about this coconut oil, and I had experience with that. I cooked a baked potato, and I had some coconut oil on it, and I didn't finish it, and I left it on the plate, and I didn't think much about it, and I looked, and it looked like the grease from fried bacon, and I got kind of concerned. Les told me, "Now that's your coconut oil."
Yep, that's right. So how was your baked potato?
That was great.
Good, good.
And we've been having some yams, and I've got one of those rice cookers, and I steam them, and man, they're really good.
Mm-hmm. Great. Good. Well, glad to have you on the call. First of all, I'd like to welcome everybody that's on the call this morning. You're welcome and to participate in any way, either by listening or speaking up. But first of all, the purpose of Advanced Lifestyle Call is to provide the most current nutrition and advanced product technology information in the wellness industry. When better health is attained, all areas of life will be impacted. Some of the people you hear today are part of a study pilot group that are already actively applying both the principles found in the China Study Book by Colin Campbell, and most are utilizing cutting-edge wellness products made available by Nikin. The China Study, where the book begins and kind of where the advanced lifestyle began also, and the concept, was the largest nutritional study ever done in the world. There were 880 million participants attending this call, in no way obligates you to make any purchases. You are our guests. We ask only pretty well much, and if you hear something that you enjoy today and think that other people might be interested in listening in on the call and speaking up, please call. Please pass on the call number and the time to others. And, of course, it's 7 o'clock Pacific Standard Time, Monday through Friday. And we'd like to thank you for allowing us to enter your home, your office, your car at this particular time. Mary Lou Reardon usually hosts the call on Thursdays, but Mary Lou gave me a call late last night. Mary Lou is in Tennessee at this particular time. She flew back to help some distributors back there, and her partners build their business. And so she called and wanted to know that, asked if I could host the call this morning, seeing that she and I think it's her last name's Heath are out doing some appointments this morning. Because it's, as you all know, if you're back in that area, it's I think 10 o'clock back there now. So she's already out moving around and done her stuff and building the business. So here I am. You got me today. Let's find out who else is with us here on the call. If you just give me your name and telephone number. just give me your name and the state where you're from. I certainly would appreciate it. Let's kind of see where we're represented across America today. Dan is with us, and Dan is from Little Rock, Washington. And like I said, my name is Monty and Deeds, and I'm from Washington also. Who else has joined us this morning?
Darlene?
Darlene, I know from California. Thank you, Darlene. Next.
This is Dottie from Massachusetts.
Good morning, Dottie.
How you doing?
Great. You?
I'm doing pretty good. I'm just waiting for a contact person to come. So I'm going to put you on mute and listen to you today, okay?
That's quite all right. If you hear something, though, you want to speak up, just unmute and jump right in there.
Okay, that sounds like the plan.
I thank you.
Thank
anybody,
you.
Who else is with us this morning?
Jill from Kansas, and I'll be on mute too.
That was Jill, right? Or Joe? Joe, I thought the voice was familiar, but I heard the name wrong. Thank you, Joe, for joining us. Next.
Betty in Pittsburgh.
Your line has been muted.
Oh, Betty?
Betty in Pittsburgh.
Thank you, Betty, from Pittsburgh.
You're welcome.
Next. Okay, well, we'll go ahead and kind of see if we can get something started here. one of the things I noticed when we moved from the advanced lifestyle to the lifestyle call, and this is where I'm going to need some help and some participation this morning, because I'll be quite honest with you, I'm not that well prepared this morning in regards to the call. What are some of the differences that you possibly have noticed from the regular lifestyle calls that we're doing to this new way of eating, new way of thinking about food? How has it, do you feel that it has benefited you in regards to eating on a plant-based diet? Does anybody have any comments in regards to that this morning?
Monty, this is Joe, and I have a strong opinion on that, because I was in that original group of the advanced lifestyle.
Yes.
Oh my goodness, the anguish that I had over the points and getting everything balanced just perfectly. And mm-hmm. I like to do things the right way. And so that was a huge, the simplicity of this new way of eating now with a plant-based, it's like, you know, eat till you're full because you're eating all this good stuff. And sure, there were some changes, but boy, the changes were all for the better. Although I confess I had my heels dug in at the big, you know, the first couple of weeks I did not want to even think about switching over. But
Joe, could you tell us why, you know, I'm not trying to put you on the spot or nothing, because I think maybe a lot of us some way in certain situations had that same feeling, okay. What do you think was, why did you dig your heels in the way that you did?
Well, I thought that Bill and I had worked hard at, over the last, about 30 years, of improving our lifestyle. Our,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and the way we were eating, you know, eliminating, or rarely having beef and pork, you know, that was just not in our thinking and our budget at all. Sometimes you're forced into a situation where you don't have a choice. But so I thought, I have done everything. I don't have aches. Why do I want to change? I didn't really need to lose any more weight because after those 30 years, I had that under control. So I was very content with where I was and didn't see any need to think about being, of all things, a vegetarian, you know. So I had a mindset that I just was not even, I wasn't open to it because I was content.
Mm-hmm. And so you mentioned the word vegetarian. That must have had a kind of a negative connotation to you?
Oh, uh-huh. Right. Those were just people who just, in my mind, they had chosen to set themselves apart and think that, you know, I mean, why wouldn't you want to eat? Why did God make cows? And why did, because I'm a farm girl. My goodness sakes. You know, that's where I grew up, on a farm in Nebraska. And so, you know, eat potatoes, gravy. Animals were for eating.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though I didn't have my cholesterol under control or my blood pressure under control, those were the only two things, but, you know, I was feeling good and looking good and not achy and no headaches and, you know, didn't have a lot of things I had from early on. So,
mm-hmm. So that's what turned you around.
It did.
Joe,
yes.
Can I ask the question?
Sure.
Is your blood pressure under control now?
You know, it's getting better, but I have to say that was the one thing that was a big, I was bummed that my blood pressure did not come down. So I'm working, Way has been helpful, just in telling me things to do to relax. I'm doing some yoga things.
Mm-hmm. My daughter called me yesterday, and it's become a bigger problem for her than it had been. And
that's how it was with you, I'll guess.
You're breaking up, I'm sorry.
But I said, I will have to admit that mine was slightly elevated by about 10 points for a significant time.
Mm-hmm.
But the cholesterol, bam, you know, that came right down. But mm-hmm. I read so much about how your blood pressure is going to come down, so that was a disappointment to me.
That was my question. I don't, you know, it's been a while since I've read the book, and I remember cholesterol pressure being addressed in the book. So blood pressure should be a benefit also. Is that what you're saying?
It should be.
Okay. Thank
so
you.
Now I'm really focusing on the salt intake, even though I frequently, I'm not in my past years using sea salt and things like that, but I love that tip about, you know, trying to find, you know, make sure your salt is less than your calories per serving.
Right. She doesn't use salt at all. That's been an ongoing thing with her. But this is a major concern for me, her blood pressure, because it's affecting her heart now. Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, Dr. McDougall just recently has released a new DVD that's out, and of course I got it right away because I really believe in how Dr. McDougall thinks and everything else. But he talks in there, and I think it's a 14-segment DVD to where she and him get together, and they do 14 different recipes, so you can watch her cook them and see how she does it and everything else. But he talks a little bit up front about different subjects, and I can't get my hands on it right now. Looking around my office here real quick and see if I could find it. But I know one of the things he does talk about their blood pressure. I'll go back through and look at that segment again. And see what he has to say about it, because he kind of explains blood pressure and why it does what it does and everything else. But thank you, Joe. I really appreciate that. One of the things we need to remember, and Nancy, thank you. One of the things we need to remember is that's where Dr. Campbell came from, that wrote the China Study book. He came off a dairy farm. And I think a lot of us have been raised over the years in regards to beef and potatoes and always a protein where our meals are based around the protein. But now understanding that, you know, we kind of weren't designed to eat that kind of stuff. And the nice thing about it is that eating the plant-based diet, if I think of only one thing just by eating a plant-based diet, and one of the things that I've learned, and that is that the cholesterol, Joe talked about that a little bit, how hers really came down. I know mine's really come down. Probably most people on the call really come down, is that when you don't put cholesterol in your body, that your liver produces X amount that your body needs, then the cholesterol levels will come down. So in most cases, and I'm sure there are people out there that, in a percentage of people that have changed and eating a plant-based diet, maybe their cholesterol don't come down, but I think on a more overall majority that you will get that result, and plus that eating this particular way is so much healthier. Anybody else have any comments on how you feel about moving from to a plant-based diet, or maybe some things that maybe slowed you up, or maybe some
Monty?
Things that, yeah.
Monty, this is Nettie Dash from good old
Georgia.
I do have a question, and that was, how much did the CD from McDougall cost you?
I think it was $29.95. And I forget how many hours of actually programming things it is. But the reason I enjoyed it is that one of the things it does when he talks about a specific subject and each thing that she's going to prepare. That's why I wished I could get my hands on this on it right now, and I can't get my hands on it to kind of go through it. And whatever, but you know, we all are, a lot of you out there are interested in recipes and how to prepare it and things like that, and that's one of the things I kind of enjoyed. If I feel like I'm moving around here, I am, but I can't seem to get my hands on it right now. I don't know where the heck it went, but anyhow, you can order it off the McDougall, okay? And also remember,
but
for those of you,
it's not an exorbitant amount, like $150 or something.
Oh, no,
like
no,
that.
No, 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 no. I think by the time it's shipped, I think it's, you know, normal UPS would run, I think, $8 or something like that, so it comes to 30-something. But I really enjoy it. I enjoy Dr. McDougall. And, of course, going down and listening to him in person, you know, was very, very, when a few of us went down there, that was exciting to see Doctor and just be around him and be around people like that. And the amazing thing is how many people were there at that particular seminar, a three-day seminar that we went to, but they were all there for the purpose of good health. Every one of them in that room had the intent and wanting to learn more to make their life better because of the results that they had either heard from other people that had followed this new plant-based way of eating, or people, and a lot of people there had been there, you know, three and four and five times, you know, but we're still there looking and searching for more.
Morning, I saw on Good Morning America, and I can't think of this guy's name, but they had Dr. Oz on. I don't know if Nancy's on, whether she saw him.
And Weill, and...
And that guy with the beard. Right.
And the woman
I didn't recognize.
Yeah, I didn't see the program. Are you there?
Yeah, but they say they were the gurus of good health.
Uh-huh.
And I know the guy is, and I know Dr. Oz is, but I didn't recognize the little woman that was there. She was an older woman, a little short, you know, thin woman. But I probably believe she probably is, because she was with them and on the same accord and on the same page as they were. Mm-hmm.
Well, one of the things you're finding across America and everything else, and I read an article yesterday, and I forget where I saw the where it came from, but it talked about how people are this is something, I don't want to use the word fad, but it's something that's really catching on across America. This new way of eating and everything else. And, you know, and here again, I'll bring this subject up again. When you go into grocery stores or whatever, you're seeing the organic side of things starting to really increase in these markets because the public is really starting to glom on to this whole idea of a better way of eating. Now, the only problem with that is, and I hate to talk a little negative here, but when people in America start to move towards a certain area in things, marketing as an example, or types of foods or cars or an idea, communication, whatever, you will find that the companies who are the big money makers and producers of all these type of things start to move in that same direction. And I know on the call the other day somebody happened to talk about, isn't it amazing how now you can go into the store and even on the regular shelves, just not the organic sections, but you're starting to see the word natural, you're starting to see the word even organic, that even it is not in the organic section, and marketers are now starting to pick up on that. But that's why I really believe that we need to follow the guidelines of Jeff Novick and his teachings, and not so much this, and I do really believe in the sodium, the fat, and the calorie content, but I believe in that what his main message is, and that is we need to be reading labels. If we need to understand that what is on the front of that label is the marketing ploy of I'll use the word marketing geniuses that sit in the room and say, okay, here's our product. Now, how can we take this product now, and because everybody is moving to the organic, the natural, the more of a healthy type of eating, how can we market and what can we put on the front of this product, this box or this can or this sack or whatever, to make people feel that if they move towards this particular product, that we are in line with their thinking in regards to the natural, the organic, the whatever, the healthy, the whatever. So just be aware of all those kind of things and understand that why labels and reading those particular labels on the back of the box, which according to law, in most cases, have to be very revealing, more so than I think sometimes marketers want them, but yet they know how to take those labels and utilize different words that actually mean sugar or actually mean fats or actually mean whatever and put a word in there that means that, but we as consumers do not get the gist of what that particular word means. So that's why it's very important, I think, that we stay up on those type of things.
I do think they're very good, Monte, at controlling our minds. I feel I'm pretty strong, basically, but would you believe I have ordered a few things off of the TV? They have literally sold them to me, and without my even realizing it, I pick up the phone and dial the phone number that they have on there. It is unbelievable. And also, I don't know if Dottie's on the phone, but we are now in Delaware getting our own Whole Foods store. It should be ready by the beginning of next year. I'm so happy.
You know, you're starting to see those things pop up all around because I'm telling you, this whole new way of eating is making, I believe, an awful lot of sense to people. Yet there's people out there that, you know, but like Joe talked about, how she dug her heels in starting this particular advanced lifestyle and eliminating certain things in her new way of thinking and the new way of eating or whatever, and that's going to happen, and that's okay. But the whole point of it is, as long as we are moving in the direction of better eating and putting better foods in our bodies and that sort of stuff, health in turn has to follow. And I think that's why all of us are looking to find a better way of eating, because we do want to have better health. Or like Nancy talks about, it's the blood pressure you're concerned about, or cholesterol, or whatever. We're always looking for that one thing that will help us move in that particular direction. But what we do need to understand is that each and every one of us are so different in regards to our chemical makeup and our structures and our bones and everything else, that what maybe might be working good for one person, and one person really gets it eating this way, and boom, all of a sudden blood pressure drops, and mine doesn't, and I'm sitting here and I'm going as an example, and I'm hypothetically, and of course I know what I'm going to think. I'm going to think, well, geez, this don't work, you know, this isn't working or whatever, because it's not working for me the way it is. The whole point of it is, we just have to understand that we are different, but we have to. If we are concerned about, in Nancy's situation, when I think it was her friend or something, is concerned about the blood, pardon?
Daughter.
You know, is concerned about that, we do need to realize that she is different. And so.
Well, Monte, before I came to the South, I sent two CDs down here about diabetes 1 and 2 from Growing in Wellness, because my sister has diabetes, her best friend's husband diabetes, and I asked her to give. You know, gather a few people so I can talk to them about it. Well, her best friend has a degree in dietitian, nutrition, something. And I was trying to tell her about the China study, and she was a very rude southerner, and she didn't want to have anything to listen to what I was saying, even though I'm coming at her from something that's new. And she told me what the doctor said, and I said, well, you know, the doctors have even changed their way of thinking here recently by putting a whole new food group together, starting from the top to the bottom. And so I did not have the China study with me for some reason. I have so many, I left them home. I rushed out the next day to get the book to show her, because I knew I'd see her again. My, when I brought the book out, she started screaming and hollering in Canada. I think I lost my sister's best friend for her. And it was unbelievable. So now my sister's not interested. Well, my sister may still be interested, because she sees how she kept looking at me and how my whole appearance has changed. And her best friend kept calling back to see if I was still in town. Well, I had just left. So I guess she'll get back with her. But she was irate about the China study, and I just wanted to let her know. And I didn't get a chance to tell her. I'm not irate with her eating caucuses and whatever she chooses to eat. And being a nutritionist, she is not. She's well out of shape and out of sync with the norm as far as weight, height, and all that is concerned. And I didn't get a chance to tell her that. And I don't know if I would be that rude to her, being that she is my sister's best friend. But this person was, she threw everybody in the room off. You know what I'm saying? You take one person, and she killed it for everybody else.
Well, you know, that's, I believe, and this is only my opinion only, that I think that, I know I certainly don't like to be, over my 66 years of life, know that possibly my way of thinking or whatever is not, there's another way out there.
Well, it's
of
the
looking
only
at
way,
things.
Right.
Okay?
It's the only
right.
way of thinking. Mm-hmm.
And that's why I think we need to understand that what our purpose should be, and that is just to give people the information, allow them to make that decision, but yet understand that everybody isn't going to be as excited as we are about it. But we have to feel good inside that anytime we tell somebody something, and we're living that way, we're walking that walk, we're doing that things, we truly in our heart and soul believe that this new way of eating is the proper way. All we need to do is just help give people that information, allow them to make that decision, and if they need some more information or whatever, know where they can go and get it. It's like sending people to this call. You know, it's just like Joe talked about. How many people probably started this new advanced way of lifestyle, dug their heels into? You know, maybe they're still in the mud, but their feet are starting to come out of the boots as they're sticking in the mud, because they are starting to understand this new way of eating, that it does have, it has to have some health benefits.
It's merit. It's merit, of course.
Yep, exactly right. Thank you for that information. Does anybody else have anything you'd like to talk about in regards to the Advanced Lifestyle call? Or if you're new on the call, if you have any questions, we certainly would appreciate it if you'd speak up and ask those questions. And if you're new on the call and you've heard a couple of things mentioned, the China study and whatever, a book that we have, some books that are available through Focus on Growth, Blue Ribbon Video. Focus on Growth has a very good price in regards to the, if you buy them in a block, and those four books are the China study, the Rave Diet, Health, the Natural Way, and it's called the Student Cookbook, I believe it is. It's called the Vegan Student Cookbook that's available to help you with your recipes. Feel free to get them, and that will kind of head you in the right direction, we feel, in regards to this new way of eating. And the nice thing I like about the China Study book is that, yes, it's thick, and yes, maybe when you start reading the first pages or whatever, it might be, you might think, well, I'm not going to read this, but please continue to read, because the wisdom and knowledge and the research and the validation and the certification that is in that particular book comes from some very interesting study, and that was the China study that was done in China with over 880 million people. And one of the first things we always hear, I know every time I say something to my doctor, the first thing he always wants to know, well, where's the literature? Where's the white papers? How many were involved in this particular study? Well, I don't think nothing could be more exciting to know that 880 million people were actually contacted and involved in this particular study and the results of what they found by eating in a plant-based diet and those that don't. Does anybody else have any comments or questions this morning?
I have one other question. Go ahead, Nancy.
Go ahead, Nancy.
You first, Nancy.
My phone went out, and so I don't know how much was covered about what was on the Today Show. But for those of you on the West Coast, at about the 8:30 hour is when Smile and the woman who was on, actually, we heard speak here a couple of years ago. She was a wonderful speaker, and it was Dean Ornish was on, and it was a really good about 10-minute segment. If you guys on the West Coast get to watch it.
What's her name, Nancy?
Remy. I'll have to ask my daughter. She was a really excellent. I remember as soon as she started talking, I recognized the voice. But I think she's written a book. She was just fascinating to listen to. Had a really good turnout that night, actually. My daughter was the one who took me to it. Very, very interesting woman.
Thank you.
Sure.
Maddie, did you have a question?
Oh, no, I didn't have a question. I was going to say that I had not seen a young man, not a young man, an older man. Okay, all these things are going out. I'm getting my stuff out of my room. We're checking out today, and we're going to the next stop. But a man that I hadn't seen since 2001, I saw him last night downstairs at the elevator, and he did not recognize me. And I said, Ed. And he's looking. I had a China study in my hand. And he's looking, trying to look at the China study to see if he could put a name with the China study to the face. And he did not recognize me, and neither did his wife. But I said to him, Ed, you know, I've known you longer than your wife. Don't you remember me? Amazing. So I must be looking a little bit different than I normally have been. And I have to get off the call because I have the guy up here taking my luggage, okay?
Great. Thank you, Maddie.
So you guys have a wonderful week. And
you have a safe trip, too.
Thank you. Next week. Okay.
Okay.
Bye now.
Bye-bye. Anybody else have any comments this morning before we wrap the call up in regards to when we started the Advanced Lifestyle call, some things that we were maybe a little leery about that we understand a little better now? Well, one of the things that I guess I'll speak up in, and one of the things that I just want to mention, a lot of people on the call are looking for real quick and fast, easy ways of making meals. And I just want to refer you to page 77 in the book called The Rave Diet. And if you, those of you that have The Rave Diet, on page 77, it has, it's called Fast Food Meals in Minutes. And it talks about if you're coming home and looking for some way of throwing something quick together, there's different suggestions and ideas there. There's also ideas and suggestions in regards to if you're headed to work, what are you going to take for work this afternoon, say, for your lunch? There's some real good suggestions and ideas there. And I think in these books we get, it's kind of like when I read a book or listen to a tape or whatever, it's kind of nice to be able to go back through it again, because the first time through I maybe don't pick up some stuff that of interest, or as I move on into this advanced way of lifestyle eating, that there are things that I become more interested in, and, or techniques or different ways of making things. So always remember that those books that you do purchase are there for reference purposes, and it's always nice to go back through them again. again, or if you have a question, go to the back of the book or the front of the book and find a subject in regards to what it is that you're looking for, and then go back and read that particular segment of that particular book again. And I know sometimes we pick up things a little more the second and third time reading those particular things. Well, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for being here this morning. I'm sorry Mary Lou couldn't be with you, but I'm very glad that she's doing what she tells other people to do, and that's, if you're an Ekin consultant, that she is out building her business and helping somebody, and that's what she's doing in the business, and that's what this particular call is designed for, and that is to help in any particular way that we can. If you have any questions, get them answered and help you on a better way of eating and through the advanced lifestyle. But first of all, let me thank our people that spoke up this morning. I really, really appreciate that. That makes it very interesting. And Joe, thank you for telling us how you felt in regards to when this program first started, because I think a lot of people feel that way too, and to define the results that you've started to have and how you feel in doing that. And second of all, I'd like to thank all of our guests for your attendance today. If you didn't speak up, we certainly, that's quite all right, because I know you're here for a reason, and that reason is to find some information that will benefit you and your health. And if you have any questions or comments, let me direct you to the person that invited you to this call this morning. Have a wonderful day, and please join us again tomorrow, and I'll try and find that DVD. I know it's here somewhere, and bring up that we talked about blood pressure this morning, and I'll bring that subject up a little bit tomorrow in regards to the call, and we'll be here with you tomorrow. Have a great day.
Thanks, Monty.
Thank you all for speaking. Have a great day. Bye-bye.